Well, folks, today we have a special guest. Mr. Bill Dance is with us. Bill, thank you for spending some time to be with us today, buddy.
Looking forward to it, Luke, always.
I thought it would be neat to talk about, you know, how you really got started, Bill, in fishing. I know the story. You know, you've told me many times, but what was it, the first thing, or was there a first thing that really inspired you to become a fisherman?
Well, you know, I was blessed as a youngster growing up. As I told you before, just really blessed as a youngster growing up because I had a daddy and a granddaddy that really introduced me to this sport and took me fishing as much as they possibly could, especially my grandfather. I was raised in a little bitty town over in Middle Tennessee, Lynchburg, Tennessee. That was the home of Jack Daniel's Distillery. Of course, Moore County, a dry county, but population of about 400 people in Lynchburg. But there was a little creek that meandered its way down through the hollers over there called Mulberry Creek. And that's really where I started fishing, wading the creeks that meandered their way down through Moore County. And it was right out in front of my grandparents' house. But my grandfather was a doctor over there. And Lynchburg, like many small towns across the state of Tennessee, would close about noon time on during the week. They'd close about noon, and everybody would do what they wanted to on the weekdays. And of course, Sunday would be a holiday. You know, we'd go to church, and then afternoon we'd go fishing. And the weekday we'd go fishing on a half a day. But we'd either creek fish or we'd go to a lake. But I remember this particular day, I had 75 cents, and I had just purchased the first lure I'd ever bought was an Arbogast Jitterbug, and bought that bait at Connor Motlow's hardware store. One of the Motlows was a proprietor of Jack Daniel's Distillery, but he owned a hardware store there, and I bought that Jitterbug, and surprisingly, those old baits are still made today. But I had me an old metal rod and a little old Shakespeare reel with braided line and catgut, which we call monofilament line today, tied on about a 24-inch section of line tied to the end of that braided line. And anyway, we went to a lake about 15 miles from Lynchburg, and my granddaddy would always fish for red ears, and my grandmother would spread a quilt, and she'd crochet, and granddaddy would fish for red ears. And I had this new jitterbug and my rod, and I walked down on a point, and he baited up, fished for red ears, like I said, and I walked out on this point about 100 yards below him and looked, and I saw these two bass swimming along, one about 2 pounds, one about a pound. And I made several false casts, and I'm cast out to him and made a pretty accurate cast and landed about 20 feet from the bass. And what surprised me, I learned a lot from my grandfather about anatomy, about sight, smell, and hearing. And when the bait hit the water, both of these fish stopped. The water was crystal clear, a lake called Cumberland Springs Lake. It was a spring-fed body of water. The bait hit the water, both fish stopped, and once I started gurgling the bait across the surface, both fish turned and started moving in the direction of the bait. They couldn't see it, but they could hear it. And as I moved the bait, they kept swimming to the bait. And I'd stop the bait, they'd stop. I'd start the bait, they'd move. And finally, I kept reeling it, and the two-pounder made a charge to the bait and blasted into it. And my heart was pounding so strong. I was about 7 years old when this happened. And I reeled the fish about 4 feet and got so excited I just threw the rod and reel over my head, grabbed the line, and I just started pulling it and pulled the fish up on the bank. And what impressed me so much was the fact not only could the fish hear the bait, they could see the bait and see the movement of the bait. And it impressed me that I lured this fish out of his world into mine, that I teased him into hitting a piece of plastic, metal, a fake lure, and I was so excited I ran back to my grandparents. I showed them this fish, and of course I've got a picture of that fish today that we carried the fish back, had pictures made of it. But that single fish kick-started Bill Dance's career, and I'll never forget that moment as long as I live. That was a special, special moment. And like I said, that's what really kick-started my career as far as bass fishing and wanting to catch fish on artificial baits more so than live bait.
Well, Bill, that was a definitive moment. I guess in anything we do, there's one thing that sticks out in our mind and lasts through the decades. And
oh, yeah.
That was it, man. You know, you and my uncle Luke, were good friends, and we might talk about your actually bass fishing next time. How about that?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Luke.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.